recording and I'm sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales. The sun is shining. It's one of the most beautiful days we've had this year. All the leaves are now out. Birds are singing in all the trees. The river's in good fettle. A friend of mine caught 10 brownies the other day, most of them just below a pound in weight. So God's in her heaven and all is right with the world. And I've got a lot of great music to play for you now, including a new album by the great Eric Bibb, one of the best blues men on the planet. This is the title track, The Happiest Man in the World.
Walking side by side, hand in hand, she said she's so happy, I'm her man. I'm the happiest man, the happiest man in the world. She stands by me through thick and thin. When I was out in the cold, she took me in. I'm the happiest man, the happiest man in the world. When I feel blue, she's not the reason. She's my warm sunshine when the weather gets freezing. I'm the happiest man, the happiest man in the world. She sweetens my teeth with a homemade honey. She never hurts my pride when the money gets funny. I'm the happiest man, the happiest man in the world.
You've done another good job on that album, cracking stuff. The Happiest Man in the World, the title track from Eric Bibb's new CD. If you don't know his stuff, do check him out. He's made a rake of absolutely fantastic albums. Some of them are, like that last one, pretty much all his own material, but others are blues standards of the highest order. Great guitarist, great singer, and he has the great sense to pick loads of good musicians to play with him too. Wonderful stuff. Now, Gwecha, that young Irish band who won Trad Group of the Year in the Live Ireland Awards of 2015, have just put a new album out called Inspired by Chance. Gwecha is spelt G-O-I-T-S-E. You can find details by going to the website. 3wsmycardinfolkshow.com will give you a link straight through to their website as well. Well, I've always liked this band. I think they're wonderfully inspired. And I think they play equally inspiring music. It's what they call in Ireland the pure drop, which means the essence of the thing itself. Unmatchable. From their new album, this is Gwecha with Ireland's Green Shore.
Some cold
There from their new album, inspired by Chance, with a song called Islands, Green Shore. And they are on tour, a massive tour of Europe and America, which seems to go on for the rest of this year. Do check out their website. Like I said, by going through the show website, you'll get a link direct there. And go and see them if they're anywhere near you. I do know that they're doing Dublin, Ohio in the States, the Irish festival over there. So you people listening in the States will at least get a chance to go and see them live, because they are wonderful. Talking of wonderful, Megson, that great duo from the Northeast, whose new album, Good Times Will Come Again, is, I think, going to be one of the top albums of 2016, are on tour as I speak. Do go and see them if you get a chance, because they too are absolutely, as I say, wonderful musicians and great singers and songwriters. This is the title track of their new album, Good Times Will Come Again. Aye, fingers crossed.
All of my debts, and the good times come again. Buy a house in the south of France with plenty left to spend, and I will have no worries as each day reaches an end when the good times come again. When the good times, when the good times, when the good times come again.
When the good times come again, when the good times, when
bear out all our burdens when the good times come again. The weight will fall around us if we carry what we can. We'll all stand as equals, every woman, every man, when the good times come again. When the good times, when the good times, when the good times come again. When the good times, when the good times, when the good times come again. When the good times, when the good times, when the good times come.
Great Northeast duo Megson there with the title track from their album, Good Times Will Come Again. And like I said, Megson are on tour as I speak. Do go to their website and check them out and go and see them live if you possibly can. Now, you don't need to know why, but I happened to be in Spain a couple of weeks back and I was in Andalusia in the mountains there. And I was in somebody's house and the TV happened to be on, and as I'm watching it, it was the final stages of the Tour de Yorkshire. And I actually saw the winning riders go through my hometown of Settle at a rate of knots, and the sun was shining and everybody was in the streets and they were all having a great time. Well, I got back home and a couple of days ago I was sat next to the man who was responsible for bringing the Tour de France to Yorkshire and has done a fantastic job on getting the image, I suppose, of cycling up in these islands. His name is Gary Verity and I was sitting next to him at a great dinner organised by the Dalesman magazine in the Yorkshire Dales a while back. Gary and his wife Anne were great company. So these next two pieces of prose and tune are for them and for my old mate Eamon McLaughlin, who's listening in Connemara, who has his own great radio show on Connemara Community Radio on a Sunday morning. We're going to begin with an Irish piece from Colm Sands called Bicycle Pumps and Caps. And we're going to follow that with On a Bicycle Built for Two from Merle Travis, the country picker. It's a great piece of guitar picking. I think this is probably one of the best pieces of guitar picking about a bicycle I've ever heard. But before I do that, I want to read you a little bit from one of my favourite books ever. Bear in mind that the next two pieces are about bicycles. An island at one time had as its main mode of transport the donkey, the jennet, you know, the little ass that was out on the bog and was used to go to the creamery or to bring the turf in off the bog. And the other standard form of transport was the old black rally bike. Now, Flann O'Brien, that great Irish comic writer, wrote a wonderful book called The Third Policeman. And in it, one of the characters describes the molecular theory, the fact that we're all built of tiny little things called atoms, molecules and electrons, means that things can interchange. And just as a hammer, when it strikes an anvil, will leave little bits of the hammer in the anvil and little bits of the anvil in the hammer, so the same thing happens to people when they ride their bicycle. And I quote from The Third Policeman. The gross and net result of this is that people who spent most of their natural lives riding iron bicycles over the rocky roadsteads of this parish get their personalities mixed up with the personalities of their bicycle as a result of the interchanging of the atoms of each of them. And you'd be surprised at the number of people in these parts who are nearly half people and half bicycles. when a man lets things go so far that he's more than half a bicycle, you will not see him so much, because he spends a lot of his time leaning with one elbow on walls or standing propped by one foot at curbstones. Well, this is Colm Sands describing an old uncle of his who was rarely seen without his bicycle.
He was an interesting sort of man. He never got round to getting married. He thought about it fairly seriously when he was about 84. And then he decided he wouldn't bother. He says there's no use in rushing into these things. And he used to come and see us at home down near Mayo Bridge. He lived in Burn, and he'd come to see us. It's a few 5-6 miles down the road, and he always took a bicycle with him wherever he went. He had a big black bicycle, size 28 by 1¾. Never left the house without it. Took it everywhere. He didn't actually ride it. He just took it with him. Wheeled it. And I used to wonder as a child why he took it with him at all. He was always walking along beside it. And when I was about 5 years old, I noticed that he had a pump on the bicycle clipped onto the bike. And I thought, maybe he takes the bicycle with him as a way of carrying the pump. But as I got older, he explained to me that he had another pump in his inside pocket. And it was the good pump. The pump on the bicycle was a decoy pump, which he had placed there to thwart bicycle pump thieves, because there had been an outbreak of that in our area. He also told me that he used the decoy pump to fend off hostile dogs. He said if a dog comes running at you and you lift a bit of a stick, the dog can calculate exactly how far you can reach with that stick. But he said to me, a dog, it doesn't allow for the telescopic properties of a bicycle pump. So you see, he had it all worked out.
Travis there with a great bit of country picking on a bicycle built for two. That's from the album The Vintage Collection. And before that, you heard Colm Sands, one of the finest men on the planet, with bicycle pumps and caps from his album Live in Concert. Now, King Courgette are a five-piece self-styled, quote, vegetable string band. They play junk band, depression era, old-time drinking music, and they are composed of String Bean Slim on vocals, fiddle, banjo, guitar, Papa King Courgette on double bass and banjo, Wild Zucchini Bill on washboard, bones, suitcase. Yes, instead of a kick drum, he plays a suitcase. Hot Chili McGraw on mandolin, harmonica and ukulele, and Bad Apple Tootie's Curtis on bass, guitar and accordion. They're from York. I think they're terrific. Here's King Courgette from an album simply entitled King Courgette. So I suppose that's one of them hippopotamus albums with their version of Train on the Island. That was King Kojet from their eponymous album with Train on the Island. And I might try and root another track or two out from that album in the weeks to come, because I do like it. It's full of jolly good stuff like that. Now, Hannah Sanders, in my humble opinion, just gets better and better. Her last album, Charms Against Sorrow, is one of my favourite albums over the last 12 months. I think she's got a fantastic voice and a fantastic way with songs. And since she's been working with slide guitarist Ben Sanders, I think things have just leapt up another notch or seven. She's coming to the Victoria Hall in Settle on June the 5th, so all you people in Yorkshire and Lancashire, get your skates on and get some tickets and come down and see her, because she's wonderful. And of course, I shall be there on the night introducing The Lass. From her album, Charms Against Sorrow, this is Hannah Sanders with a brilliant version of a song sometimes called Prickly Bush or The Maid Saved from the Gallows. In this case, it's called Joshua.
Put up your head, Joshua, he said, go to Island Sea. Thought I saw your only mother crossing over the sea. Do you have any money for me to pay my fee? I've stole the silvery cup and I will be. To see you hang on yonder gallows tree. Put up your head, Joshua, he said, right to Island Sea. Thought I saw your dear father crossing over the sea. Do you have any money for me to pay my fee? I have stole the silvery cup and I will be. See you hang on your new gallows tree. Put up your head, Joshua, he said, with a island sea. Thought I saw your true love crossing the sea. Do you have any money for me to pay my fee? I stole the silvery cup and hanged I will be. I have some money for you to pay your fee. I've come to save your neck from yonder gallows tree.
Hannah Sanders there with Joshua, a version of The Prickle Eye Bush. And that's from her album Charms Against Sorrow. Like I say, she's at the Victoria Hall Settle on the 5th of June. The show starts 7:30, but we'll be there. The William Small Small Orchestra, playing people in from about 5 to 7 onwards. And it's always a great night. We usually go across the road to the Lion Pub and have a few tunes till daft o'clock after the concert. So that's going to be a great night. On Sunday, the 5th of June, at the Victoria Hall last Sunday, were the Tanner Hill Weavers, one of my favourite bands ever. They did an absolutely superb night of great music, great songs, and great crack. Just to give you a taste of the evening, here's the Tanner Hills with Dark Eyed Molly.
Still is the winter's turning as the sadness of parting grows and brighter now is the lantern burning that light my path to love. No fatal joy will take the air, but I'm seeing her swift feet a-dancing and the swirl of her long black hair. Her smiling face and her dark eyes glancing as we stepped up Blink Bonnie Fair. Dark eyes.
The Tanner Hill Weavers Live and In Session is the name of the album, and that was Dark Eyed Molly. Beautiful stuff. Now, I do like Leila McCalla's new album. She, as I told you a little while back, is the cellist in the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and she's produced a new solo album. But looking at her back catalogue, I came across an album called Fairy Coloured Songs. And from it, this is one of the most amazing songs I've heard in a long, long time. Up there, I think, with Strange Fruit when it comes to songs about the terrible treatment of the African-American people of the southern states, in particular of the USA. Strange Fruit, if you don't know it, is an absolutely amazing song. And so is this one, about the same subject. It's a poem by Langston Hughes, the great African-American poet, and I'm not sure who put the tune to it. It may have been Leila McCalla herself. I don't know, but it tells an all too often common and terrible, horrific story. It's about a lynching, and, well, have a listen.
South in Dixie, break the heart of me. They hung my black young lover to a crossroads tree. Way down south in Dixie, bruised body high in the air. I asked the white Lord Jesus, what was the use of prayer? Way down south in Dixie, break the heart of me. Love is a naked shadow on an old naked tree.
Song for a Dark Girl from Leila McCalla's album Very Coloured Songs. Now I'm going to play you another track from Harp and a Monkey's new album War Stories. Inspired by traditional music very much, they take the songs of the tradition and remould and remake them to tell, in some cases, more modern stories. This one is about a group of soldiers in World War One, but they take as their starting point the traditional song, The Banks of Green Willow. Here's Harp and a Monkey.
Bay. So I fell in and listened to them talking about the memories they shared of army days. From the banks of green willow to the banks of the Somme, from out of the darkness and back into the sun. Well, who will remember those proud survivor's songs? And who will sing them now they've gone? Good times they spent behind the lines. Well, it seems strange after all that has been written. It was the best and the worst time of their lives. From the banks of green willow to the banks of the Somme, from out of the darkness back into the sun. Well, who will remember those proud survivors' songs? And who will sing them now they've gone?
Struck down and swallowed into earth is a common fate, nor is it the worst that may befall. It is harder to do one's duty, to suffer, and to serve, and to live forgotten.
From the banks of green willow to the banks of the Somme, from out of the darkness back into the sun. Well, who will remember those proud survivors' songs? And who will sing them now they've gone?
Numbered in the ranks of forgotten men.
Harp and a Monkey there with Banks of Green Willow. That's from their new album, War Stories. Now, Gillian Frame's new album, I think, is absolutely terrific. I played you a track from it a little while back, and I'm going to play you another one now, and which is accompanied by Adam Holmes, a young Scottish singer-songwriter who's making loads and loads of good waves. This song is the traditional song. Well, sorry, it's not traditional. In fact, it was written by Robbie Burns, but it's gone into the tradition, if you see what I mean. It's called Silver Tassie, and a tassie in the Scots dialect is a small cup.
Go fetch to me a pint of wine and fill a tin of silver tassie that I may drink before I go a service to my bonny lassie. Boat rocks and the pier lead. Oh, how the wind blows from the ferry. The shepherd reigns by in the bird cologne. And I won't leave my bonny Mary.
Trumpets sound and the banners fly, the glad transpears are ranked and ready, the shouts of war are heard afar, the battle closes deep and bloody.
It's not the nor sheds of warmth heard afar, as leaving thee, my bonny Mary. Go fetch to me pint of wine and fill a tun of silver tassel that I may drink before I go. Our servants to my bonny lassie.
Adam Holmes and Gillian Frame there from Adam Holmes' new album Pendulum with the Burns song Silver Tassie. Now, it was Martin Carthy's 75th birthday a few days back. If you don't know Martin's work, well, it's impossible to overemphasise the importance of the man. He's been a massive influence on the folk scene ever since the 1960s, influencing people like Nick Jones and Martin Simpson. He set the standard that many other people aspired to, and he worked with people like Dave Swarbrick, Steel Ice Band, Brass Monkey, Blue Murder, the Watersons, Waters and Carthy. His impact on the folk world has been just amazing. His first album, which I'm going to play you a track from now, had a huge effect on the folk world when it came out. There'd been nothing like it. A man and a guitar singing English traditional songs, mainly, and doing it so wonderfully. Like I say, he set the standard that many, many, many of us aspire to. So happy birthday, Martin. A belated one, I'm sorry to say, but nevertheless, we're wishing you all the best. From his eponymous album, here's Martin Carthy with what is in fact the seminal version of the traditional song, Hi Germany.
Go a marching to the beating of the drum. Go dress yourself all in your best and come along with me. I'll take you to the war, my love, in High Germany. Oh, Willie, love, oh, Willie, come list what I do say. Me feet, they are so tender, I cannot march away. And besides, my dearest Willie, I am with child by thee, not fitted for the war, my love, in High Germany. I'll buy for you a horse, my love, and on it you shall ride, and all my delight shall be in a riding by your side. We'll stop at every alehouse and drink when we are dry. We'll be true to one another, get married by and by. Oh, cursed be them cruel wars that ever they should rise, and out of a merry England press many a man likewise. They pressed me true love from me, likewise my brothers three, and sent them to the war, my love, in High Germany. Me friends I do not value, nor me foes I do not fear. Now my love has left me, I wander far and near, and when me baby it is born and a smiling on my knee, I'll think on lovely Willie in High Germany. Oh Polly, love, oh Polly, the rout has now begun, and we must go a marching to the beating of a drum. Go dress yourself all in your best and come along with me. I'll take you to the war, my love, in High Germany.
Martin Carthy with High Germany, from his very first album on the Philips label, I think it was. One of the first labels to have the very good sense to start recording the singers and songwriters of the second wave of the folk revival in these islands. High Germany, one of the classics of the tradition. Now, Jenny Sturgeon is new to me. She's a singer, songwriter and trad musician from Aberdeenshire. And she's also an ecologist, apparently. I think she trained as an ecologist. And her songs, I believe, do reflect that. I was saying the other day about how the Scottish folk scene is producing so many great new performers, particularly young women singers and songwriters. And I think that Jenny Sturgeon is quite amazing. She's got a beautiful, beautiful voice. And she writes really finely crafted songs. Like Harp and a Monkey, she takes inspiration from the tradition and then works within it and produces her own songs, which are deeply rooted, just as I suppose in the English tradition, that's what Emily Portman is doing. Well, this is Jenny Sturgeon's version of the song, which is known as The Cruel Sister, or The Two Sisters, The Miller and the King's Daughter, The Wind and the Rain, The Dreadful Wind and the Rain, Binori or Minori. There's lots and lots of versions of this song. And this is a reworking of the traditional murder ballad. In this case, Jenny Sturgeon calls it Culon, and it is a truly beautiful song. But let's see what you think.
One sister, she was dark of heart, the other, she was full of grace. Shame's got a blessed Gentle and full and healing down. A courter came to seek a bride and fell in love with the fairer one. Shame's got a fellow's risk and leaving on. Gentle and the dark girl to an old witch went to learn a sleeping spell, oh, to learn a sleeping spell, oh. Jane's got a vestus good leaving draw, Jim Dragon cool and the chilling down. Oh, sister, let me plait your hair and weave it where the green weed grows. Shame's got a fresh Christian leaving run, gentle and cool and the chilling down. She sang the song and began to weave. Slowly, slowly, the tide came in. Shame's got a fresh Christian leaving on. Jim Crown cool and chilling down. The sea came up around her knees and o'er her waist, her hands and chest. Shame's got a flask just couldn't leave in wrong. Gentle and cool and chill and die. dark girl watched from a high cliff top. The waves, they reached her sister's neck. As the sea came up to her face, say fair, up came a grey seal by her side. And at the site where her sister lay, two seals they turned and looked at her. As terror seized the dark-haired girl, there she fell with arms outstretched. And by the seals a bird popped up, black as night and wings apart.
A bird sprung up with wings outstretched as black as night. That would be a cormorant, and I should have explained, although you are intelligent people and you would have worked it out, that the refrain throughout that ballad was, of course, in the Scots Gaelic. And I don't have an accurate translation, or a literal translation, but I think, and I'm reading from the notes here, it goes something like, the cormorant sings to the maiden seal at the torment of being the second choice until the end of time. A bleak but beautiful, beautiful version of The Two Sisters there from the new album by Jenny Sturgeon, which is called From the Skein. And I've contacted Jenny and she's going to send me her earlier album. I'll play you another track from that new one in the weeks to come and also play something from her previous album too, because she's something of a discovery to me, and I think a gladsome discovery might be the way to put it. A couple of songs now dedicated to my mate Dave Bartlett, who listens to this show every week well before it goes out, just to spot any clicks and bumps and trumping noises and to let me know that there's a fault on the track and I'm to sort it out. So Dave, this is for you. Two little bits about beer. Louis Fuller from the album 3 Score and 10, A Voice to the People on the Great Topic label, with the traditional song Hopping Down in Kent. The hop pickers used to gather the hops for the English beers. Very often, would you believe, walking on stilts amongst them to get the hops down. And that is followed by The Man Who Waters the Workers' Beer, from the album Folk Songs at the Octagon, that is the Bolton Octagon, of course, and the Bolton Bullfrog himself, Bernard Wrigley, is singing the song with his old oppo, Dave Brooks. This comes from a tape recording made way back in the early 70s. But before The Man Who Waters the Workers' Beer, here's Louis Fuller with Hopping Down in Kent.
Now some say hopping's lousy, I don't believe it's true, for we only go down hopping to pick a hop or two with my T.I.O., T.I.O., T.I.E.I.O. Now when I went a-hoppin' down in Kent, I saw old Mother Riley a-sweepin' out her tent with my T.I.O., T.I.O., T.I.E.I.O. Every Monday morning, just at 6 o'clock, you'll hear the old hoppers calling, get up and boil your pots with my T.I.O., T.I.O., T.I.E.I.O. Now Sunday is our washing day, don't we wash it clean? We boil it in our hopping pots and hang it on the green with my T-I-O, T-I-O, T-I-E-I-O. Now, do you want any money? Yes, sir, if you please. To buy a hock of bacon and a pound of mouldy cheese with my T-I-O, T-I-O, T-I-E-I-O. Now here comes our old measurer, with his long nose and chin, with his 10-gallon basket, and don't he pop 'em in, with my T-I-O, T-I-O, T-I-E-I-O. When our old popular, he does come around, he says, come on you dirty old lot pickers, pick 'em up all off the grounds, with my T-I-O, T-I-O, T-I-E-I-O. Now hopping is all over, all the money spent, and don't I wish I never went hopping down in Kent with my T-I-O, T-I-O, T-I-E-I-O.
Oh, I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And what do I care if it makes them ill, if it makes them terribly queer? I've a car, a yacht and an aeroplane, and I waters the workers' beer.
Now when I waters the workers' beer, I puts in strychnine, some methylated spirits and a drop of paraffin. But such a brew, so terribly strong, might make them terribly queer. So I reaches me hand for the watering tap, and I waters the workers' beer. All together!
I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And what do I care if it makes them ill, if it makes them terribly queer? I've a car, a yacht and an aeroplane, and I waters the workers' beer.
Now a drop of good beer is good for a man when he's thirsty, tired and hot. I sometimes has a drop myself from a very special pot. But a strong and healthy working class is a thing that I do fear. So I reaches me hand for the watering tap, and I waters the workers' beer.
Oh, I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And what do I care if it makes them ill, if it makes them terribly queer? I've a car, a yacht and an aeroplane, and I waters the workers' beer.
Now, ladies fair, beyond compare, and be ye made a wife, pray lend a thought to such a soul who leads a wandering life. For water rates is terrible high, and paraffin's terrible dear, and there isn't the profit there used to be in watering workers' beer.
Oh, I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And what do I care if it makes them ill, if it makes them terribly queer? I've a car, a yacht and an aeroplane, and I waters the workers' beer.
And you can get that album from Bernard Ridley's own website. Folk Songs at the Octagon is the name of it. That was the man who waters the workers' beer. In fact, that was the very first track not recorded by Bernard and Dave, but recorded by Paddy Ryan. And it was the very first track that Topic Records ever put out as a record. Topic Records also, of course, did 3 Score and 10, A Voice to the People, which you heard Louis Fuller from there, singing Hopping Down in Kent. Good stuff. Now, there's an amazing young instrumentalist. His name, well, some of you might have seen him on YouTube. His name is Mohsen, I think that's how you pronounce it, M-O-H-S-E-N, Mohsen Amini. He plays the concertina, and he's teamed up with a couple of guys called Kenny Rankin, who plays guitar, and David Foley, who plays baron, and the three of them have made an album called Swallow the World. The band are called Low Ground, And I've got to say something here, which is that Mohsen Amini is one of the most amazing young musicians I have ever heard. This is Anglo concertina playing of a world standard. But again, let's see what you think. This particular track is called The Wave Sweeper.
Thank you.
I'm breathless just listening to that. What a great player. Amazing stuff. That was from an album called Swallow the World. The group are called Low Ground, and it's David Foley on baron, Kenny Rankin on guitar, and Mohsen Amini on concertina. What a trio. Amazing music. It's only an EP. I should have pointed that fact out, but I think it's available from their website. Links, as ever, through my website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. Now, let's hear another track from Hannah Sanders. This is from an earlier album called Fate, and this was written by his Bobness, Bob Dylan, although it is a lift of a traditional song, pure traditional song, sometimes called The Maid Freed from the Gallows, sometimes The Prickle Eye Bush. There's a Hungarian version called Laszlo Feja, which was collected by Bela Bartok, would you believe, the classical composer in Hungary. In the story, the Hungarian version, Anna's brother Laszlo is imprisoned for stealing horses, and Anna sleeps with the judge, who's called Horvat, to free him. But of course the judge tricks her. He takes her virginity and then still hangs her brother. She then curses the judge with 13 curses. I think it was 13 years may you lie dying. 13 bottles of medicine can never heal you. Well, this particular version is called Seven Curses, and it was written, as I say, by his Bobness himself.
O'Reilly stole a stallion, and they caught him, and they brought him back, and they laid him down on the jail. She rode by night and came by morning, gold and silver in her hand. When the judge, he saw Riley's daughter, his old eyes deepened in his head. He said, gold will never free your father. Judge so cruel, that one
Sanders there from her album Fate with her version of the Bob Dylan song Seven Curses, his own version of the traditional songs Prickle Eye Bush or The Maid Freed from the Gallows. And like I said earlier on in the show, Hannah Sanders is at Settle Victoria Hall on Sunday, June the 5th. That is an evening not to miss if you're anywhere near the area. I know people listening in Australia and New Zealand and Canada. I do apologise for being so parochial, but I do live in the place and I do like to try and help our little local concert hall as much as possible. And I should have said earlier in the programme, a special welcome to all you people in Canada, America, New Zealand and the west of Ireland and South Africa and wherever in the world you're listening. Don't forget to go to the website and sign the guest book there and tell us where you are and where you're listening from. And I promise one of these days I'm going to read out a list of some of the most interesting and far-flung places where people are ensconced and beaming down this show. I'm going to finish with another song about bicycles. I am a little bit obsessed, and that's because with it being so nice, I've actually got my old bike out and I'm going to take to the road again. So watch out for me, you people driving around the Yorkshire Dales. Give a very wide berth to a bespectacled bearded gentleman on a push bike, should you happen upon him. Here's Mungo Jerry to take us out with the push bike song. Mungo Jerry there with the pushbike song, bringing this show to a close. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget to go to the website where you'll find loads and loads of stuff, including a gallery of folky pictures. You'll find the Hall of Fame, to which I must add some more people soon. Please forgive me, I'll get round to it as soon as I can. You'll find, like I say, the Hall of Fame. You'll find links through to every artist that's ever appeared on the show. Loads and loads of stuff. It's a sort of portal into the folky world. So thanks again for listening. Don't forget to spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising. Keep the faith and mind how you go. Ta-da.